Growing Up in the Business. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. You know, Tennessee is known all around for its nursery industry, and one young Warren County producer is working hard to continue building on that legacy.
Well, a lot of people, when they start shipping, people go out west, ship out Oklahoma, Texas, some ship down south to Georgia, Alabama. We've just decided to go up north, which is more of a market for us, and specify northern trees, which are hardier trees. Everybody finds a little niche and sticks with it and goes the direction. That's why there's so many different people in the nursery business. You're trying to supply and demand.
Pat Wilcher and his father own and operate Wilcher's Nursery in Warren County. They raise about 125 acres of nursery stock that includes shade and ornamental trees and flowering shrubs. And Pat says they're growing products that are being planted in places you wouldn't think of.
We've shipped some trees this year to the new Chicago Federal Reserve Bank, which they're building in Chicago. We've done some major shipping of trees up north to some of the cities and streets that are redeveloping. Because you don't realize the trees from Tennessee go up Michigan. From there, they'll go to Federal Reserve Bank. It's hard to realize where all the trees go and what they do with them. But they're used every day in every industry.
The 29-year-old is married and has three children and is hopeful there will be a future in the nursery business, but he sees it changing every day.
Nursery industry has changed in the past 5 years drastically. It's probably going to change more in the future. It's just time will tell. It's hard to say what's going to go on with the restrictions and EPA and stuff from chemicals and spraying. The only thing that will hurt us if we ever do get fire ants up in this area. That's what's really going to put a hurt on us.
Pat Wilcher, Warren County's Young Farmer of the Year, and he'll be competing this weekend for the State Young Farmer Achievement Award. Tennessee Farm Bureau members get an extra $500 cash allowance on a new Dodge. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.